Hi everyone, my name's Anne, and I am the Program Manager for Health Systems at the Millennium Villages Project. I manage our Community Health Workers Program as well as the deployment of our mHealth tools. So I have no shady relationships to disclose. And let me start by actually giving a quick overview of how our Millennium Villages CHW program is set up to give a little bit of context for why we chose the tools that we chose. So our CHWs operate at the household level. They each have about 150 to 200 households. They are supervised by community-based supervisors as well as by a CHW manager in our site. These CHWs and the supervisor are also connected to a health facility in the Millennium Villages. We have multiple health facilities, each that serve about 5,000 or so people, which in turn is connected to referral hospitals, NGOs and universities, district health office, our management office locally, etc. Our CHWs are literate, they're men and women, they're all ages, they're locally based from the community, they're paid and full-time, and they're nominated by the community. As I mentioned earlier, they go into the household providing a number of different services, including case management for malaria, diarrhea, pneumonia. They also do MUX to do growth, as well as growth monitoring. They provide pregnancy care. And this diagram just shows a quick snapshot of all the different tools that they bring, the transport they use, and just provides a little bit of a different angle for who they're connected to as well. So their community supervisor, a community leader, primary health facility. So as you can imagine, and as with the different CHW programs that have been discussed and as will be discussed as well by Dan, there are a lot of different moving parts in the system. There's a lot of different people in the system. There's a lot of different supplies, a lot of different activities. So it's a really dynamic environment. And because it's a dynamic environment, there's constantly change. So the question we ask ourselves when we talk about sustaining CHW programs or what we need to consider when we scale and expand CHW programs is how do we build a system that's robust enough to react to the change? Or another way to look at it is, how do we build a system that knows how to make the changes constantly that react to this dynamic environment in order to ensure better system performance and ultimately improve health? So I'm going to focus a bit more on like this particular component of system performance, just given the number of different moving parts I mentioned. And one of the tools that we started with, which of course both Donna and Beck mentioned, was the AIM tool. So we used the AIM in the Millennium Villages in a couple of our sites so far. And it was a really interesting experience. Like, we really liked how it was comprehensive, how, as you saw with the different 15 components, it really hit at different themes that are really important to us in managing the CHW program. And we really liked how it was participatory. So we did this in Uganda, we did this in Kenya, we did this in Malawi, and in each of these different workshops, we saw CHWs come to the room, we saw their supervisors come to the room. Sometimes those supervisors are promoted CHWs, so they brought a really interesting perspective. We saw facility members come to the room, so nurses, midwives, etc., and we saw our managers come to the room. And what we really liked was that this tool really created a platform where all of these different stakeholders were talking to each other. Not talking at each other, but talking to each other about what the different challenges were. So once again, the strengths that we saw were that it was a holistic evaluation and it was participatory. Now, you know, when I was there in Uganda, I remember clearly talking to our health manager being like, so are you going to do this again? It's like, yes, of course, we have to do this again. We have to do this again. We'll do this biannually, etc. We haven't had, this was done in 2011, and unfortunately hasn't done it again due to a number of different constraints, and that was one of our challenges. While doing the workshop, while everyone's there pressuring them to do it, everyone's like, yeah, this is great. Of course we should do this again. Look at everyone talking to each other, creating action plans. But it's been really challenging to get the momentum to keep going and to do it again. And one of the reasons is because it's really time-intensive. And time-intensive not only with the workshop itself, but with the validation process. And I actually really liked the validation process set up, but that was something that was difficult to get people to do as well. It's like, oh, we'll just trust these numbers. It was definitely one of the challenges we had to really keep the momentum going. Now, we're still really pushing for this tool to be used because we like how it's like a regular, very comprehensive assessment. However, we also started to think to ourselves, okay, well, what else can we look at to more regularly assess certain components of the CHW program for management purposes, even while we're pushing for biannual or annual regular assessments. And there are a couple of different elements of the AIM that we saw that could be addressed using the data we were already collecting through government registers or through different sector reports, etc. And that included role, so for example what CHWs do, supervision, individual performance evaluation, referral system, and documentation information management. So each of these different elements, as I mentioned, we could observe through the data we were already collecting. And the type of system we put in with the Millennium Village to look at that data allowed us to actually look at that data really, very much regularly. And that's through the different mHealth systems that we put in. So by having the CHWs collect this data while they were doing service delivery on their phones, while they're in the household, we created a way to get data very regularly. And in a way where managers could look at it daily, where managers in the field will look at the same data that we look at in New York, they'll look at the same data that our regional offices look at, et cetera. And that data could then be used for multiple purposes. So not only for performance monitoring, so tracking what CHWs do, tracking the quality of care, but also point of care decisions, so helping the CHWs actually make decisions while they're even in the household on what they should do, as well as one of our big themes for quality improvement is using data for overall planning of the entire system. So this past year, we've actually upgraded our system to a smartphone-based system. We used to use an SMS system. And this smartphone-based system uses a software called ComCare, which is developed by Damagi, a company that's actually based here in Boston. It's a tool for supervision and improved service delivery. It captures data in an electronic repository in a full-hosted environment that can be self-managed. And how the CHWs use it is that they, as I mentioned before, when they're in the household, they have an Android phone that essentially prompts them with different questions that they should ask. And here's an example of just what they would swipe through on their phone to go through the questions. And we set up the logic tree in a way where not all questions will necessarily come up. Only ones that are relevant based off of what they entered before will come up. So they're not always going to go through like a host of 50 different questions in each household visit. It's really targeted towards helping to react towards what the environment looks like in the household. It's touchscreen. It has decision algorithms. I also really like that there's multimedia. So you can put in videos. You can put in... we actually had our local radio station record counseling messages. And there's also validation rules so that a CHW can't enter 200 for someone's age, for example. So the CHW program manager side of me really liked this because it was a tool that CHWs could use easily. Now, on the data side, this is a little bit of a complicated diagram, but the point of this is to show that when CHWs submit the data at the end of the household, they could even submit it through like a 2G or an edge network that goes to a cloud server, which in turn puts the data in a web-based dashboard in reports that we've been customizing, developing with Damagi. Those reports, as I referenced earlier, are ones that our field managers can see at our sites at the same time as what our regional technical advisors might see, at the same time as what I might see in New York. So it's the same data in the same website, as long as you have internet, in the same website that all of our different managers can see. And the type of data we see are quite a bit of a variety, but one is the data that we use to track productivity, including worker time. So this is actually one of Damagi's reports where you can track when CHWs are submitting data, how long it takes them to submit data. And we worked with Damagi to actually go a little bit deeper and pull out percentages for how many households are they visiting and in what time period. So this is actually one of the key indicators that we track in the Millennium Villages for the CHW program, which is what is the percentage of households that have been visited in the last 90 days? And we actually even go further. What are the percentage of under 5 children visited in the last 30 days? Percentage of pregnant women visited in the last 42 days, et cetera. So this just gives you a glimpse of the type of data we see. And these graphs and these reports I actually pulled straight from our August monthly report, which goes out to every single person in the Millennium Villages health team, where every single person, including Jeff Sachs, can see what this data is. And you can imagine the type of panic that some of our managers may have at the site. So what we like about it is that it really creates a platform for discussion once again. Whether it's, no, 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 that data is not correct, let's validate it, or, oh, we're doing pretty well. So it's once again a forum for quality improvement for all the different people in our organization to discuss what our progress is. We also use data to track service delivery quality, and this is an example of what the dashboard looks like on ComCare that we've worked to design with them. And this might include, as an example, the percentage of under fives with fever who received an RDT test. So once again, like, these are the same numbers that go out to every single person in Millennium Villages on a monthly basis. Now, I say on a monthly basis, however, managers can access their data really on a daily basis, so they can keep track of their progress. Here's some of the other indicators we collect on coverage, outcomes, quality, and vital statistics. And if you're going to be in the next session, next panel session, you'll hear more about how we collect vital statistics. But for now, this is just a general overview of the types of indicators we collect. And as I mentioned earlier, these really target some of the different AIM elements, especially roles, so what the CHWs do. We use it for supervision, it's also an information management system, and we use this for individual performance assessment. Now, when data is seen by everyone in the program, there's, as I mentioned, can be a little bit of a panic, be like, no, 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 that data's not correct. Why is that? And, you know, we always hear that when the data's low, not really when the data's high. But what we've been trying to do is actually a validation process as well to check on this data. And our validation is really two parts. One is the data that's coming into the system coded into the indicators correctly? And that's the big thing we've been working on, which has been, we've been developing a great relationship with our programmers because it really involves a lot of coding. And the second part of the validation is the data that CHWs are entering into the phone, is it actually getting into the system? And that's a constant worry that people have due to network connectivity, et cetera. So I'm going to address the second one a little bit more, but snapshot here is actually a validation process that was run by one of our Global Health Core fellows with our team in Uganda this year, where they actually gave a paper form to the CHWs and asked them to collect manual data alongside their phone data for 1 week, and then we compared it to try to see, okay, is everything that they say they're submitting actually going into the system? And we had really interesting results, and we actually found that the validity is actually decent. Most CHWs who said, no, 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 my indicators are only low because my data's not going through, we actually found out that, no, that's not the case based off the accuracy investigation we're doing. But what we were able to find were which CHWs were pulling on the average and which CHWs for what reason. Like, was it technical issues with the phone? Did they not know how to submit it? And actually, one thing we found is they actually skipped a couple of questions, too. What this allowed us to do was, once again, give a forum for people to go deeper into the data, not just take it at surface level, but go deeper into the data and figure out, okay, well, if you're saying it's wrong, why? Is it a technical issue? Is it a phone issue? Or, you know, is the data actually going through and you're just paranoid? So it's been a great, great way for us to just talk more about what's going on in the sites. So, as I was alluding to, there are quite a few challenges with the system, including distrust of the technology. And there's growing pains when we insert new innovation, as you can expect on, like, you know, I don't trust that data's going through, and that's why we're doing the validation process, or I don't trust that these phones are going to work in the sites. And these are concerns that I had in the very beginning, too, before I was asked to manage this project. But we've been putting in mechanisms to try to address these, including validation of indicators, as I just discussed earlier, as well as troubleshooting processes for the different electronic difficulties. But one of the major things I do want to mention is, unlike the AIM, this type of system is not as participatory as we would like. It is very much CHW send in the data, we look at the data, we discuss. So we hope that that discussion part is happening, but it isn't necessarily in a forum where everyone's getting together and talking together. So it, for this reason, we are still trying to push other tools that are a bit more participatory. And as we are creating improvements to our system, you know, regardless of what the system looks like and all the different improvements we have to make on it, one of the biggest benefits that we've seen to this to the Millennium Villages of the system is that people are looking at the data. they're looking at the data and trying to figure out what's going on at the sites. And when I say people, I mean, most importantly, our managers in the sites who every single day are seeing what's going on and who are working to really make the system work in the Millennium Villages. And this image shows actually our lead programmer training our CHW manager this past spring in Senegal on how he designed the indicators so that the CHW managers could understand when they're looking at an indicator on the report, what exactly does it mean? Where is the data coming from? And we used a number of case studies to also train them to look at, for example, one of the big questions we ask is, okay, well, if you have a really low household coverage but a really high RDT coverage, how do you compare that data to actually make a decision? So these are the types of case studies we provided as well. We also trained our managers on how to do the raw calculations. So if they don't trust the indicators, how do they go into the raw data that they have access to more than anyone else in the project to look at what's going on in the site? And we also trained them on validation protocols. So if you're concerned about the accuracy of the data, what are ways you can validate to see what's going on? So the system, as I mentioned, we've been putting in, rushing to put in for the last year, and it took a huge, huge, huge team to do so. So here's some of the people I'd like to acknowledge, as well as Damagi for the software and the support. And I'd also just like to acknowledge the fellow panelists as well for just the constant discussion on quality improvement, because, you know, as we put in the system, we also want to think about how to evolve our quality improvement systems, and it's been a great forum to be able to discuss different types of tools and methods, and we hope we can continue this discussion as we continue to scale CHW programs. Thank you.